Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special class for Amin Arvitz Shiyuchyu. Shas Mar says to Batsu Shor, Shon Arvitz Gimitz Mat Achan Arvitz of Meir Zev. And the Schus, Moshe Beshtin writes on Moshe Mordechai, Rabbi Yitzhak Ben Yosef Yosef Bezer Ben Esther, Rus Victor Vas Tila Ravida, Chayu Chev Fege Vas Michal Dispasia, Vinish Masar Rav David Akiva, Rav Yitzhak Ben Akiva Yehuda. And we're going to be discussing the Inyan of Milchama, waging war, when it is an area where there are civilians, where civilians' lives are endangered. And this is a very practical shaila for the simple reason that our enemies enjoy protecting themselves by using human shields. So the terrorists will hide behind women and children. And then they put us in a very thorny situation. It was a Frank Kishon, the famous Israeli humorist, who was once said that Medinat Yisrael mi ha-medina yichida ba'olam, the only country in the world shekol ben adam hu chayav, v'kol chayav hu ben adam, where every person is a soldier and every soldier is a person, meaning is a mensch. So we take this very seriously. I'm not so sure that every person is a soldier, and I'm not sure every soldier is a person, is a mensch, but you can definitely say that the Israeli army has very high moral standards, and they don't want to stop, go ahead and kill innocent people. So what do we do in such a situation? And quite a bit has been written about it. It's a great doctorate written by Dr. Florsheimer's incredible amount of sources and research. And I'm going to be basing this on a beautiful article in the Tchum and Torah Journal, 23rd volume. So, to begin, we can't talk about Lo Sechaya Kol Neshama, because that's the Shiva Amimin. So today, people, we don't know anybody is from the seven nations that we have to wipe out. So there's nothing to talk about to permit such a war where even civilians are going, or their lives are going to be endangered because of Lo Sechaya Kol Neshama. There's a Mochama called Mochemes Nekama B'Midyan. That was a that we were commanded Ve'agu Kol Zachar, but that was a special commandment from God. So in the absence of God coming down and telling us to do it, so that's also not going to be a heter. And B'chal, we have to know in general, why is it mutter B'chal to wage war? Saying it's like a mass mass murder. That's what war is, right? Killing a lot of people. We just don't like killing. Shofech dam adam v'adam dam yishofech. One who spills blood, his blood gets spilled. Man was created in the image of God. Even the enemies were created in the image of God. So we take killing very seriously. The author, a Chabadnik, Mizrachiyat Chabadnik, named Harav Chen, who has three svarim b'Malchus Hayadus. So he was a very, very talented writer, incredibly poetic and deep. And he also had a very strong pacifistic tendencies. So he works hard in his svarim. You can look them up in Malchus Hayadus to try to show how anti-war, anti-violence Judaism is. And obviously he deals with the fact that there is war in the Torah, but certainly not as the ideal. So what b'chlal is the heter? Especially b'zman hazeh. We have Mochamas Mitzvah, again, Mochamas Sheva Amimin, Mochamas Amalek. These are Mochamas Mitzvah, but what about today? What about defending ourselves against our enemies? Is that a Mochamas Mitzvah? So the Rambam already says that Lahagin, to protect us against our enemies, that's also Mochamas Mitzvah. Machlokas Rishonim, Rashi doesn't hold like that necessarily, but even if you don't come on to the Mochamah part, just Bala Hargocha Hashkim Lahargo. Is to protect yourself is a very high Torah value. In any case, We have a Gemara in Maseches Shavuos that says Malchusa diktala dikatla chad mishisa be'alma loy mi'ansha. Malchut shehoreget 1/6 of the nation isn't going to be punished. Shenamar, as it says in the pasuk, Karmi Sheli Lefanai, Ha'elef Lecha Shlomo. Shlomo is a remez to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Elef will be L'Malchusa Derakia. $1,000 for Malchusa Derakia. U'masayim L'notrim Esperio. And 200 will guard the fruits. Ha'elef Lecha Shlomo is 1,000 for the Malchusa Derakia. Then in addition to that 1,000, you have another Masayim, 200, L'notrim Esperio. What does that mean? So the Gemara says that Notim Esperio means L'malchusa de'ara. So obviously this leaves us shaking our heads. What does this mean? So there are numerous perushim to explain this. And let's see what they are. Rashi writes, the kot lechad mishisa be'anagariya l'avodavodas ha'melech. Doesn't literally mean to kill 1/6. It means to take 1/6 to do the king's work. So therefore they have permission to take people out to work. L'hoitiyasam l'avodaso. And they're not going to be punished, even if when doing their avoda, the malchus won't be punished, even if these people are harmed when doing their avoda. The kat lechad mishis, they killed 1/6, vanagari davoides hamelech, when they're doing their work for the king. In other words, 5/6 are learning Torah, and 1/6 is going to work and risking themselves at work. That's the Malchusa Derakia. L'malchus derakia is the ha'elef lecha shlomo. That's the 1,000. And 200 guard the fruits. That's l'malchus da'ara. That's for the malchus ha'aretz. What does it mean, malchus ha'aretz? It means the people who are doing the work. In other words, you have 20% masayim that are doing the work. So it comes out altogether to 1/6, meaning there are 1,200 people, so 1/6 of the 1,200 people are, which is 200, right? Because 2 times 6 is 12. So 1/6 of the 200 people, of the 1,200 people, are going for Avodas HaMelech. So Elef Lecha Shlomo, the Elef are going to learn Torah, that's Malchus Shamayim. And then the Masayim, the 200 of the notes in this period, that's Malchus HaDe'ara. That's for the Malchus HaAretz. But that's not Bachal talking about going to war. It's talking about doing work for the king. Tosfos writes, "Diktal echad mishisa be'alma bo'itzal mochemes harishus kamer." It's talking about going out to a mochemes rishus, and from here you see that the king has the right to take the people mochemes harishus, even if 1/6 of the people are going to be killed. But Rashban Ritva learn that it's mutter for a king to kill until 1:6 again. All this is all from the pasuk of Ha'elf Hashlam Masayim Lotim Espirio, that for Malchusa de Rakia it's 1,000, and Masayim Lotim Espirio it's Malchusa de Aros. The Malchus of the Aretz has the rights on 1/6. 1/6 what? So Rashi says to do Avodas HaMelech, and even if they're harmed, the king is going to be punished. Tosfos holds that they're allowed to take them out to war. The Rashi and the Ritva hold that the king is allowed to kill those who are chayiv misal pi mishpatei melucha until 1/6 of the population. So according to Rashi, the Rashi and the Ritva, this bechlal isn't talking about Mochama. So there's nothing to talk about it. This is not bechlal relating to our sugya. Tosfos writes, the Ketala Chad Mishisa Be'alma, the Hotzal and Melchemes Rishus Kama. So the Mefarshim understand this to mean, not that the 1/6 of the king's own people are going to be killed, but 1/6 of the enemy. That's the Shishis. And it's talking about a Melchemes Rishus. If it's a Melchemes Mitzvah, then there's no limit. But if it's a Melchemes Rishus, then they should only kill up to 1/6. Melchemes Rishus, which the Rambam defines as expanding our territory. But this doesn't mean that one could kill innocent citizens. It's obviously talking about a war. So talking about the soldiers on the other team, and the other group. But al kopanim l'shitas ha'tosfos, at least we have a source for war. Even though we already have that earlier, we have various wars in the Torah are defined by the Torah doesn't use the words melchemes rishus or melchemes mitzvah, but the mefarshim and poskim call them melchemes rishus and melchemes mitzvah. So according to Tosfos, when going to a melchemes rishus, the halacha is that you shouldn't kill one more than 1/6. If you kill more than 1/6, then one should not engage in this war. But again, that doesn't give one permission to kill innocent civilians. So. And anyway, bizman hazeh, l'chora it's a mitzvah. We're not waging war in order to expand our territory. We're waging war to protect ourselves. So that would permit even killing more. But again, not necessarily innocent people. So you have the Maisa of Shechem, and we all know what happened with Shechem after the Maisa of Shechem with Dinah and the whole give and take. So Shimon and Levi attacked the city. And they killed everybody, Kol Zachar. So Yaakov was not happy about this act of killing the people of Shechem and their animals and taking the booty. He said, what would you do? You're endangering us. Shimon and Levi said, HaKazona Yasu Asai Yasu Asai Chaseinu. What, they're going to make our sister like a zona? At the end of his life, Yaakov Avinu said, Shimon and Levi, Ochim, Klei Chomis Mechir Hussein, B'Sedam Atav Anafshi, B'Kolam Atechad Kavodi, Ki Bapam Argu Ish, or Rotsam Reku Shor. In other words, the first time he was telling them that, pragmatically speaking, it wasn't a wise thing to do because the Goyim are going to get mad at us and we're small and you're endangering us. Before he died, he told them a moral. lesson that they have anger. And he gave them Musar about that, so he wasn't, they killed people unjustifiably. Arur apam, their anger should be cursed. And therefore they're going to be punished, they're going to be spread among Israel. So Yaakov expressed displeasure with what they did. So to take Shechem as a model for killing innocent civilians, it would not be a good model. And Rav Hirsch writes this explicitly, that Yaakov screamed at them because they didn't, that it was not the moral thing to do. So that would not be a model case for us. Of course, the other Mefarshim try to justify Shimon and Levi that everybody there was guilty because there was a Maisik Zela, and they didn't keep, like the Rambam says, they didn't keep Dinim. They didn't have proper courts. So the fact that they didn't protest when Dina was taken is a makes them guilty as well. The Ramban doesn't agree with the Rambam. He says Shimkena Yaakovinu Chavli has called him Zochum Misosam, where Yaakovinu should have gone first. And if, let's say he was afraid of them, so why was he angry at his sons? They did the right thing. If everybody was guilty for being silent, that they did the aver of Gzela, and nobody protested, so then why was Yaakov Avinu so critical of them? The Ramban argues the Rambam in defining the mitzvah of Dinim of Bnei Noach, and he holds that Dinim is not a personal obligation on the prat. It's not on the individual. But rather, they have these dinim. Dinei gneiva v'anov v'oshik v'sharatzach v'zal shem l'ramban. V'dinei shom v'onos v'mufat v'azazikim v'chol v'chaber v'dinei mal v'loi v'dinei mekuch v'mem k'yotzev hem k'yinei dinei shen tzav yisov v'nergalem v'gona v'el shakol enes v'pito v'ito shel chavero v'oshil l'gedisha v'chol v'chayotzev hem. It's not a din on the individual that he has to establish a court system, and if he doesn't, then he's punished. But rather, they establish a court system. And then once they establish courts, it's the mitzvah of dinim, is to carry out the dinim when somebody steals and defrauds, etc., etc., harms other people. They punish him. They have a justice system. They're not killed for not being mamet dayanim. They have a mitzvah essay, and they're only killed for mitzvah lois essay. Sanhedrin and Zion Aral from Testament Base. And not only that, the Ramban proves in the Yerushalmi that only a dying Yisrael is commanded on Losagur of the nation, not being afraid of anybody. But a guy is allowed to be afraid. And he's allowed to say that I don't want to see this case, I don't want to rule this case. Because of fear. A Jew's not allowed to say that, a guy is allowed to say that. So what's the Tainan Shechem? So they were afraid of the ruler. They don't want to mess with him, the Anshei Shechem. So then what taka was the reason? Why were they killed? They do all the abominations. But it's just not Yaakov and his son's job to carry out judgment. But Bnei Yaakov decided that they were Rishayim, and therefore they're not really worth all that much, and Bnei Yaakov wanted to take revenge. But anyway, they're Chayiv Misa. So according to the Rambam, it's because they were over on Mitzvahs Dinim. And according to the Ramban, it's because they were over on other Averis. But either way, this justifies the sons of Yaakov. So the question is today, when you're waging war, can we say that about our enemies? That they're Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Megalei Arayos, V'osin Kol Toavos Hashem, like the Ramban says. Especially the Muslims are monotheists. And even if one says some of them are murderers, which some of them are, but it doesn't make all of them murderers. So you have to find out about each one. And that would be difficult. And impossible. And for waging war against the Christian nation also. Are they necessarily al pi halacha of the Avodah Zarah? Maybe b'shituf, maybe they're chayav Avodah Zarah b'shituf. Are they really Megalei Arayos? Are they really osin kol toavos Hashem? And we also know that ein ad yad Yisrael takifa. So we don't carry out physical bodily punishments anymore today, until the Mashiach comes. Like the Ramban writes himself, "Shana davaras masi liakul banav lasis lamdin." It's also not our job to run around killing people, even if they're over on even if they're doing Averis. But it's not our job to carry out the punishment, especially in our door. Ein Yad Yisrael Tekifa. So it could be them amongst themselves. They do. We see throughout the generations that the B'nai Noach carry out physical punishments. In America, they have capital punishment. But that's not our job as Jews, to run around carrying out physical punishments to those who aren't keeping the Sheva Mitzvahs. And according to the Rambam, the people obviously could have protested when they saw this Maisik Zeh. They didn't protest. The Rambam says that was their guilt. But who says today that innocent civilians can protest? If they open up their mouth, they chop them up into pieces. So we can't find them guilty. For not protesting when they're mamish anusim. There's really nothing they can do about it. So we can't use the Maisa of Shechem as a model for our day and age. And Bechlal, it's dangerous to go back to the time of Tanakh and look at what they were doing and use it for us today. That's why we have Torah Sheval Peh and we have Poskim. And the Metzius has changed. So when the Metzius changes, so then a lot of times the Halacha is different. In his Sefer Meshiv Milchama, Rav Goren talks about the ethics of waging war in light of Halacha. Talks about the Machlokas Rambam Ramban. And he writes that we should distinguish between atzedek el chativ and atzedek hamusari, between halachic justification and moral justification. So, as far as like the Rambam says, and the Ramban, they have halachic justification. But morally, they shouldn't have done what they did. אבל יעקב אבינו ציפה מהם שילכו אחרי משנת חסידים, שהיא אמת המוסר, בפיה יש לנהוג כאשר אנו דנים, דיני נפשות גם של נוכרים ואפילו של עבדי עבודה זרה כאנשי שכם. So we have to judge them also morally, and even though halachically, strictly speaking, was the right thing to do, but he still shouldn't have done it. There's certain things that are permitted according to halacha, but you should judge them. Because I don't think he was trying to say this pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam says that they weren't mamid courts. They allowed the gezel of dina. They didn't protest, so they're guilty. So at least we have a justification for their ma'isa. And we also understand Yaakov. And Yaakov said, Shimon of Levi, Achim Klei Chametz Mecher Hoseim. So he told them that it wasn't the right thing to do. The Ramban writes, V'otchor lo Yaakov Shalom, V'ki Yatzos Anasa Dov, he shouldn't say it was done with my Eitza. V'yichil Hashem, Shiasa Navi Chametz V'shod. So Mekhanel Chatit, you're right, they're of the Avodah Zarah, they're Begali Arayus, but Mekhanel Musarit, not good, it's going to be a chil Hashem. People are going to say it was done by Atzato. Also, there was you're endangering us, like Yaakov said the first time it's reported in the Torah. So on Kolpanim, we cannot use the case of Maisa Shechem as a justification today to kill innocent civilians. So first of all, back then they weren't necessarily so innocent. And also, you see that Yaakov Avinu wasn't happy about it. So you see Halacha Ki Yaakov, and if you're worried about a Chil Hashem today, it's certainly a Chil Hashem. And Rav Goren writes that Tzal also has to act with morality, and therefore they shouldn't kill innocent people. Really, the most often quoted Rav regarding this sugya is Rav Shaul Yisraeli, who was a Rosh Yeshiva in Merkaz HaRav, and he wasn't the Rav HaRashi, but he was a member of the Rabbanut HaRashit, the Rabbinic Committee. So, in Amar Yamini, Siman Tazayin in his Sefer, he emphasizes that there's a chovat zibur l'mniyat pshayim l'shiput. That the community has to make sure that people are judged, like the Rambam says. And he writes that if the population is even encouraging the murderers, the terrorists, so then you have to see. If it's because they're afraid for their own lives, then they're pater. When it's Rahmana Patre, it's not their fault. But if it's not mamish that their lives are in danger, so the way Rabbi Israeli learns, the Rambam would hold that they're chayiv, and the Ramban would hold that they're pater. And then he concludes, "Ulamaaseh ein yisod maspik latir pula neged atzibur shenemna lemalecho v'tol la'er mitover mitochot ha'meratzchim. V'lot sheyitechen sheyish lema matla shel pachad olachetz." So there's not enough of a foundation to permit a pula against the community that refrains from fulfilling its obligation to remove the murderers from among them. So we have no justification from Shechem. It's interesting to note the famous sheet of the Maharal. And they're not obligated, if they're doing so, says Rabbi Israeli, because of an excuse of fear or pressure. So if stam, they're just encouraging them and their accomplices, then there's a right to kill them. But if But if they're doing it because of pressure or nervousness or they're afraid for their lives, certainly, then we have no right to touch them. So the Maharal says in the Gur Aryeh, Im Shchem Chata Ma Yir Chata Lahargam, and he doesn't accept the Rambam. He says, Ma Pitom, they're in Itzdavi Bedina, but they're afraid. Onus Rachman Apatria, what do you want from them? As a Maharal Mavchin, Ben Ma'avak Ishi Ben Shnei Yerivim, U Ben Ma'avak Klali Ben Shtei Omot. Maharal Kotev, V'nirad Loi Kashid Midi. משום דלא ידע משני אומות, כגון בני ישראל וכנענים שהם שני אומות, לפי כך הותר להם ללחום, כדין אומה שבא ללחום על אומה אחרת שתירה התורה, ואף אגב דאמרה תורה כי תקרב אלי ללחם עליה, וקראת אליה לשלום, הני היחד שלא עשו לישראל שום דבר, אבל היחד עשו ישראל דבר, כגון זה שפרצו בהם לעשות בהם לבלה, אף אגב לא עשה אחר כך אחד מהם, כיוון המכלל העם הוא, כיוון שפרצו להם תחילה מותרים לכך נקמתם מהם, וכן המקום בחומות שהם נמצאים, כגון צרור את המדיינים, אף אגב דאיו הרבה שלא עשו את זה חילוק, כיוון שהיו באותה אומה שעשרה להם, מותרים לבוא עליהם למלחמה, וכן כל המלחמות. אז אי אפשר להשוות בין שני אומות לשני יריבים. שני יריבים, אסור להרוג אדם שהוא חף מפשע, אבל במקרה השני, שזה שתי אומות, אם הלחימה כללית, אומה מול אומה, אינך נדרש להבדיל בין אדם למשנהו. אז דין אנשי שכם נבע מאותם אומה, כבני יעקב שהם אומה. So they're a nation. So once you're starting, once the nation starts with you, you're allowed to start with it. It was war, it was nation against nation. So if you're in a matzav of milchama, then you're allowed to, there are different rules. Rav Shechter writes in Yikve Atzom that from the time of the birth of the state of Israel, so we're always in a matzav of milchama. אם יש צורך בכך, כי לפעמים מן המנהל לברר מי הם המחבלים והטרוריסטים המארגנים את הפרעות ואת המהומות, ראשים חייבים צהר להכות ואף לרוק כפי הדרוש לנצח במלחמה. If it's war, it's war. Even those who are innocent. And they took the Futner's plane captive in 1970, I believe it was. He was there on the plane with his son and along with his daughter and his wife. They were taken prisoner hostage by Arab terrorists, so they were talking about being poda shvuyim, yosim echdei dama, if you're not allowed to pay too much, or pay on shvuyim, what should they do? They want to save, one of the goni gedolei ador. So the answer was, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, I remember Rav Shechter said in that sermon, he said, this is war. When war, there's no din of pidyon shvuyim, how much you pay. Those rules are suspended. The din of pidyon shvuyim is a regular din, not a din of war. So the Fidim Haral, today then we would have a justification for killing innocent civilians, but of course we don't pass in halacha on a parish of the Gur Aryeh, especially when it's against the other Rishonim. Ishtiyu Nosaf, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Amar, Musaf et Sofrim, Atov Shegoyim Harog, Fidu Atov Shebehem, Aval, Hangam Katuv Tov Sheberofim Legehenom, כשרה שבנשים בעלת כשפים. אז זה לא אמירה הלכתית. אז זה לא משפיע בתחום ההלכתי המעשי, זה לא נפסק להלכה. אבל תוספות בעבודה זרה חווה ועמוד א', מוכח מהם שהם ראו באמירה הלכתית, לכן העירו לסתירה ממה שאמרו גמר על אישים מעין אלה שדינם לא מעלים ולא מורידים. אם לא מורידים, אז כיצד הרוג? Some certain goyim are not allowed to kill. So how does it say toiv shegim harog? As we mevi tosfot meviim she biyurshami bekidush mefarish tainu bishat milchama. Bishat milchama. This was born in the Beis Yosef in Yeridei Akuf and Ches. Shulchan Aruch writes ovdei kochav mishein beinenu beinam milchama ein mesav lamisa. If we don't have war, you're not allowed to kill them. The shach is medayik siv kot nalef avol bishat milchama yargan osim biyadayim. Bishat milchama, we do kill them. שדאמרין הטוב שעודי כוחים וכו'. יש גם גרסה במסכת סופרים, הטוב שבעובדי כוכבים בשעת מלחמה הרוג. That's a גרסה מהדורת הגר, כבר מהדורת וילנה, כך גם רבנו בחיי טוב שמצויים הרוג בשעת מלחמה. אבל האם אפשר ללמוד משם שבשעת מלחמה הורגים גם הטוב שבגויים? דומה שהתשובה שלילית, וואי, הלכס רוצח, לרמה רייץ, אבל לגויים שאין בינינו בין המלחמה, אין מסעב למיסו, הלכס עבדם, אין קורסים בריסל שבסעם מגדי שנעשי עם המשלם, וניח חוסם לעבוד עקום, על יחסם ובדוסם להרגו, ועשו לרחם להם פיק למרוא אחד מהם אוי ולטבע ונור, לא יעלנו, ראו לא תלמס, לא יצילנו, אבל עדו ביד ולדח ולבור וחייצי בזה עושם, בני שאין עושים עמנו מלחמה. So you see from the Rambam that Shas Milcham is not enough. But rather, Osei Imanu Milchama. The Rambam says that Goyim, that we don't have a Milchama, you're not allowed to kill them. And the Rambam writes, you don't make a bris with the Shiva Amin, allow them to keep serving idols. Rather, they have a choice, keep serving idols or die. And we're not allowed to Rachmanis on them. And therefore, if you see one of them, of these Shiva Umos, drowning, so don't save him, but not to kill him. Because he's not making war with us, only if they're making war against us. As the Vrei Rambam kanare amdu l'neged enei Rabbeinu b'chayei, Rabbeinu b'chayei kotev, b'shat melchama b'lvad hu shemutar l'horgo, ki me'achal shemelcham imcha b'ba k'negdecha l'horgecha, af ata shkeim l'horgo. So if he's coming to kill you, you're allowed to kill him first. So these are talking about the people who are coming to kill us, come to kill us, so we kill them first. Shas Milchama. That wouldn't justify killing innocent people. So from this Tov Shevogoyim Haro, we definitely have no source. The Netziv, Asak Lo Mat Binyanei Milchama, Aliba Dehilchata Befrat, Ulashkafa Sheyadut Bechlal, Etzem, התארה לא היה פשוט לו כלל. He says, מה פתאום? It's an answer of שפיכוס דמים. How is it not to wage war? So he writes, אין איסור במלחמה, כמו שאין המלך מוצר מלעשות מלחמת הרשות הגורם סכנת נפשות על מלחמה שייני. So he says, מלחמה is different in general. One is not allowed to kill, but when it comes to war, there's a heter. So a person joins an army, even if it's not a Jewish army. But b'shas melchama, it's a heter. Because we haven't taught, we have melchama, shushus melchama, mitzvah. See, shas melchama is different. So the whole din of shmiras haguf doesn't apply to a war. And the Tziv writes in Bereishis Tes Hei, and the pasuk me'ani shechei ve'edor shet nefesh adam emasi adam ne'enash v'shash roi linog b'achva, when you're supposed to act with brotherhood, v'ashen kem b'shas melchama, then you're allowed to wage war. Why? Ki kach noisad ha'olam. Those are the key words. That's how the world was found. That's the world. That's the derech of the world. When in Rome do as the Romans do. That's the way the world is. People wage war. And he quotes the Gemara in Shavuos, malchus l'kital echad mishisa lo me'anish. But a malchus that kills one of six isn't punished. And even a Jewish king is allowed to wage war, even though he knows that Jewish people are going to be killed in the war. And the Tziv writes, "Azay slaro veinu shazak klal." Shas Milcham is a time of to kill, unfortunately. V'domesh edvarim el chalim lo rak lochemei oyev. Haneragim bekrav einu namshim lehem. Lagam al zrachei oyev chafim mipesha. Alalu einu madifim. Al zrachei Yisrael sheim bevaday chafim mipesha. והוא המלך רשאי להוציא את ישראל למלחמת רשות ולסלווה בכך מות רבים מהם אפילו עד שישית. So that's the כך נויס את העולם on our side and on their side. And he writes in the Harchev Dover that Uri Achiti was really not married by Malchus. His David was done him a married by Malchus. Even though Balamitosh Levi was not a married by Malchus. And David had a wishes to kill him, just like he had a wishes to wage war b'bnei Amma la'arog b'hem. Like it says in the Gemara, Macherv b'nei Amoni yatan en ha'shalav, kach hu ya'achiti yatan en ha'shalav. Because you have a heter to wage war, so he's one of your soldiers. These Beis Mochama, there are different rules. Beis Mochama, unfortunately, human life is, human blood is not so red, to use the Talmudic term. So Rabbi Israeli, as we mentioned earlier, is the Baal HaShmaitza of talking about war. Simit HaZayin, in Sefer Oman HaYamini, he talks about this. Pu'ulat Tzvayot LaHaganat HaMedina. And it was written because of Matzav Kibia of Tzal in the year 1954, where the Arabs killed a few innocent Jews, and then the Tzal went in and killed a lot of people in revenge, a lot of Arabs in revenge. So he writes five prakim, and he views this topic from five different angles. הפרק הראשון מוקדש לגדרי שליחות לדבר עבירה בבני נוח. Is there שליחות לדבר עבירה בבני נוח? Assuming that the citizens are sending the meratzchim to do their meisim. We say אין שליחות לדבר עבירה. Maybe here, yes, we have a medrash that says על ידי שליח. בני נוח are chayiv. So maybe they're chayavim misa midin shlichus. They're sending them to kill us. So if that's the case, then they also have to be killed. However, he says la'alcha in the smoch al shita zo shken Rambam lo nakat chidush zeh b'lachot b'nei noach. The Rambam doesn't pask in this in of shlichus, so he learns other drashas from the pasuk, but not this one. So a ben Noach isn't killed, not if he hires somebody, not if he sends somebody. L'fi zeh kotev Rav Yisraeli ein lechayev et ha'uchlusiyah meodedet midin shliach l'dvar avera. Okay, there's no shliach l'dvar avera in the second parak. He says, what about not judging those who are chayev? So we already saw this when we discussed Ma'is Shechem. It's their bad, but again, if they're doing it out of fear, then they're innocent. It's not their fault. They're not judging the over avera. In the third perek, Rav Yisraeli discusses the question if there's a din roidef on those who are helping the roitzchim. A lot of times they're shielding them, they're protecting them. So if somebody is protecting somebody who's going to kill, is this protector a roidef? אז הוא מביא את האור שמח ולכות רוצח פרק א' הלכה ח' שדם אם גם לרודף הרוצה להרוג בגרם יש דין רודף. Let's say you have a רודף, he doesn't want to kill directly. He wants to kill causatively. Not that he's going to shoot the guy in the head, but he's a gram. He's going to be an indirect cause, not a direct hit, but an indirect type of murder. Does such a person have a din of a roidef? Benaralo, I don't know, maybe say a guy's flying an airplane and someone sneaks in before and he takes out the gas from the airplane. So the guy finds himself in the middle of the sky and all of a sudden he runs out of gas. He didn't realize. So that'd be a case of gram. So a person who does that, if he's goyrem lemis, is he a rodef? He says misvari, yes. And that's where Israeli says kol tzurat rodifa gam kazo shelo itchayev la bidei adam el rak bidei shamayim yesh badin rodef. As a maskana olai shemaodedei haknufiyot hamesayim vatumchim nechlalim b'geder rodef v'chayevim mita hamechayevam mita. So if they're protecting murderers, and they're also chayev misa, somebody knows he's hiding a terrorist in his house. So he's a din of a roidef. This would only apply to the adults, not to the children. The perek haravi, Rav Yisraeli makdish lefchon את עצם הפגיעה באנשים נקיים אגב פעולה לביור כנופיות רצחניות ועוזריהם. הנה כאשר מדובר בפעולה שידוע שיפגעו ממנה נקיים, קטנים, ילדים ואזרחים חפים. דוגמה לדבר מביא הרב ישראלי ממלחמת עמלק, שמואל א', א' ת' ו', שם מוסר הקני לסור מתוך עמלק, פן אוסיפך עמו, משמע שאם יש אפשרות להסיר מראש את הנקיים שיסתלקו, יש לעשות זאת, so ideally, we see from Mechemes HaMalek that the Kenim were told to leave. So you should tell that's what the Tzal does, by the way. In the past, they fly by in a helicopter and they drop notes down that everybody should leave, should get out of harm's way. So that's a good way of protecting the innocent. But what can you do if that's not practical? Can they be considered rod from Shalom Midas? Because if we don't attack the enemy, then the murderers are going to be protected. So it's like, let's say you have a roidef and he's hiding behind somebody against this person's will. So the chora, you can't kill this person. This person doesn't want to be protecting the roidef. You can't touch him. So apparently these people, these human shields, cannot be touched if they're ones, if they are not aware, not interested in protecting the murderers. As first, the Rav Israeli Dimadza l'machoket haramba v'raivit b'sof l'chot chovel l'mazik b'din svina shechishva l'yishaver shel haramba m'amasa nechshav kirodef l'chein ha'mashlich oto patur v'ad Rav b'mitzvah rabah asa ul'ra'avad ein ze klal rodef. Let's say you have a ship sinking, and then you have the stuff on the ship, the items. So is that so if somebody throws them off, is he pater? Chori, yes. Rambam writes he's pater, because those things are roidfim. The masa on the ship is a roidif. The luggage is a roidif. It's causing people to die, the ship to sink. So it's a mitzvah rabba. The rabbit holds no. So it's mashin, according to the Rambam, gam roidif, roidif, su roidif. You don't need redif and midas. The mas is in redif and midas. According to the Raivid, redif is only midas or the ritzona. Lefi ze nera lomar, ki yuadim biyachas laktanim. The Rambam gam heim rotfim lo ansam. They're rotfim. The Raivid says, no, you're not allowed to touch the kids. La'alan mesik harav Yisraeli shekasher redifa nasek begram uvaonis yachdav. Let's say the redifa is gram and oinus. It's indirect and it's unwitting, unwilling. So even according to the Rambam, there's no rodef. So each one individually, gram, redifa, is a rodef. Oinus is a rodef. But gram and oinus is not a rodef. Raya lekach, mevim ibavakam esamach omid beis, v'gab ikdisha Yisrael, שהתחבו בהם פלישתים. ולמרות זאת לא הגדורו כרודף, כיוון שבשונה ממעשה עומד להטביעם, הרי לא הקדישו הרודף אלא הפלישתים עם הרודפים מצד עצמם, והקדיש רק מפריע למאבק. So it's a shiloh in the Gemara about burning the haystacks that the plishtim were hiding in. So they're not defined as a rodef, these haystacks, because the masa is actually drowning the ship. The luggage is drowning the ship. The luggage you can throw off. But the haystack is not the roidef, it's the plishtim. The haystack is just getting in the way. So that's matzel atzmo mamam and chavero that the Rishonim talk about in that sugya. Aval barur she'eino rashei la'atzil atzmo b'nefesh chavero. Matzel atzmo mamam and chavero meila, you can save yourself, you have to pay back afterwards, according to the Rishonim. But matzil atzmo v'nefesh chavero, hapitom. You're not allowed to, let's say it's pikuach nefesh. If you kill a guy, then you can save yourself. So la'asot etze. So these ketanim, they're goyrimim, they're gormim, because they're just causing the they're just causing the Rotfim to be protected, the murderers to be protected, and they're also honest. So one is not allowed to kill the Ketanim in order to save oneself. And that's why the haystacks were not considered Rotfim, because they're Gormim and they're Anusim. They're not doing it Midas. Like the Gemara there says, Gedishim tseorim b'Yisrael avu. Ayu sham gedishim shel seorim. They were shayach to Jewish people, and the Plishtim were hiding in them. And the question is, ma'o lahatzil atzim omer chaver? You're allowed to burn these gedishim in order to save yourself, even though you're stealing from the owner of these haystacks. And the Sanhedrin said that it's aser. Aser lahatzil atzim omer chaver. Certainly, benefesh chavero, one's not allowed to save oneself. Again, it could be that you're allowed to burn the haystacks and pay for it afterwards, but it's time to burn it and to walk away, you're not allowed to do. And certainly, nefesh chavero. So the ketanim, so these haystacks are both gormim and onsim. So too the ketanim. So that's the fourth parak. The fifth parak, Rav Yisraeli dan umimenu yated umimenu pina likar nidon didan. פעולת ההגנה ותגמול בתור מבצעים מלחמתיים. במסגרת פעולה מלחמתית. במלחמה המפעיל רב ישראלי, לא מצאנו חובה לדקדק ולהבדיל בין דם לדם. כל עוד, בשעת הלחימה מדובר. בשעת הלחימה, then we don't distinguish between blood and blood. אז יש מושג בגמרא שיש מלחמה למאותי אקום דולו ליתו עליו. To stop the goyim from attacking us, a preemptive strike. Is that a מלחמת רשוס or מלחמת מצווה? So that's what it looked like. What happened in Kibia is exactly that. If the Arabs see that they can just kill us and there's going to be no price to pay, so then we're going to pay a price in the future. We're going to be the ones paying the price. So this Pulat Tigmul of Mitzah Kibia was that, Lamute Akum Dolo Leisu Alayu. So if this is a Mochemis Rishus, then it's a Suffolk if you can do it Bizman Azeh without a Sanhedrin. Then we don't have Mochemis Rishus. But if it's a Mochemes mitzvah, different story. As Harav Yisraeli mafhir, שמגבלה זו אינה קיימת אלא רק ביציאה כפויה, לא ביציאה התנדבותית. To force people to go out, you need the Sanhedrin. But if they volunteer, then you don't need the Sanhedrin. אז שם הוא יורד לשורש היתר המלחמה. מה מקור היתר בהרשאת הסנהדרין למלחמת רשות? כאשר העילה לצורכי פרנסה. אם זה לצורכי פרנסה, מותר להילחם. איך זה יכול להיות? מה מקור היתר? זאת ועוד. מלחמת רשות is not even בין האומוס. You have this קניין קיבוש מלחמה, שיסודו בדינא דמלכותא דינא, והוא חוקי. So there is a concept, Rambam, Melchus Avadim, Tes Dalet, of Melchamed, Melch Akum, Shasim Melchamed, Vevi Shivya Mochra, etc. There's a din of Kenyan Melchama. Because the Melchama's mutter and the Kenyan's mutter. But ma heter? As Nizkak, Efo, Arav Yisrael, in Etziv, Umistayel, Bidavrei Aredba, as Din Lot Hemach, Ilot Im Tzashum Melch, Shishlo Chazakab Malchuto. If you don't have a concept of a heter of war, then there's no king. Who's really king? Because they always took it from someone else. It's the whole way the world works. So Rav Yisraeli mashtit halacha zo al dina de malchut adina. So usually dina de malchut sedina is mammonistic. You see in the Gemara mammonists. But at the root, it's much deeper, it's much more broad. B'zeh yisod. Shorasha b'matan gushpanka ilchatit lahaskamata umot. What's the haskamata umot? That most of the nations of the world, most of the people of the world, have agreed that the way to solve problems is with war. Except for Gandhi. That's the way the world is. And that's and they make rules. The United Nations, they have rules. You have to declare war. You limit the type of weapons that are being used. The status of the captives. So you see what the haskamas rov olam is. Just like there's Dina the Machus Adina, there's also Dina the Machus Adina on a world scale, that the world has agreed. There's no nation without an army. That's the way to deal with disputes until Mashiach comes. But in the meantime, there's a Haskama universali to wage war. And if they decide no more war, then it's going to be Ritzicha Stam. Therefore, if Israeli's maskana is that this Mifza Kibia, when they took revenge against the Arabs after innocent Jews were killed, the question is, what is accepted in the world? Is such a reaction accepted or not? If it's accepted, then it's mutter. Even if you call it a Melchemes Rishus. Could be it's a Melchemes Mitzvah. So Mohammed's mitzvah, if a preemptive strike is a mitzvah, then even better. But even if it's not a mitzvah, even if it's just a Mohammed's rishus, and you need a Sanhedrin, but not if the people volunteer. So then you have rishus, because that's what the world does. And we paskin in the Ramah, or Chaim Shin Chav Tes Vav, that a preemptive strike is a mitzvah. Nachum should somal al rois is ayot Israel. Afilo boida machalim Shabbos latzalasim. You've got to be machal Shabbos to wage war against Gentiles making a siege. Even if you just hear they're coming, preempt them. Teramiz of Shoshagam Chokim Askim Ki Kashir. כבר הוכחו מעשיהם. כך אין דרכם, הרי זו אינה מניעה מקדימה, אלא חלק מההגנה והלחימה גופה. But if you know that that's the way they're coming to kill, then you're allowed to take the initiative. You should take the initiative. This whole thing of Mifza Kibia, they call the Kibia massacre. Massacre doesn't sound good. I looked at the wiki page and it really made the Israelis sound terrible. And there were many voices in Israel that also denounced the attack. But one could argue that it's a time of war and this is the way we defend ourselves. If you hold that it's from the birth of the state, we're in a perpetual state of war, then this is part of our protection. They kill innocent Israelis, so we go in and we attack. Even though innocent people are going to die, but it's war. And not everybody who's being killed is innocent, and they're protecting the enemy, they're protecting the actual murderers. וזאת ועוד, אבל ישראל מוסיף לכך גם את עניינה של מלחמת נקמה, כמלחמת מדיין, a war of vengeance. Torah says, Linkom. He said, it's only if you have a special commandment from God. But HaRav Yisraeli mafne l'Ramban, atoin shebzeh gufa atentu Moshe u'Pinchas, v'yiktsof Moshe. Because Pinchas thought that there's a regular milchama and you have to leave the women and children alive. And Moshe said, no, it's a milchama, it's nekama, you have to kill the children. V'nilmad mibinyan mibinyan av. And therefore, if you know that the goyim are coming, so they'll beget the tzorei Yisrael v'eshlam di milchama t'nekama shi mitzvah l'kuli yama. נוהגים בכל מדיני מלחמה ואין שום חובה לדקדק בעשיית הפעולה של הלב אלה שצטפו כי זו דרכה של מלחמה. That's the way the war is. נספה בצדיק עם רשע. You're waging a war, and that's the derech of milchama. That's the askamas umos, that when you're waging a war, and the bad guys are mixed in with some good guys, so the good guys should get out of town. And if they can't, then you have to protect yourself. And you see a milchamas midyan, they even kill the ketanim. So the kids are killed by Ben Avosayim. Omna mistayeg she'en l'mod midan l'chal l'dorot ha'yizva mechuvenet l'aregat k'tanim b'mitkaven. So to go ahead actively and look for the kids, that we don't do. But if there's something called the Milchemes Nekama, that's a Milchemes Mitzvah, that we might have a heter for from there. And he concludes, yesh makom l'pulat tigmul v'nakam neged tzorei Yisrael. Pula kazot b'geder Milchemet Mitzvah. וכל אסון ופגע שקורה לפורים ולבעלי בריתם וילדיהם, הם הם שערבים לזה. והם עוונם ישראל. Anything that happens to them is their fault. אין שום חובה להימנע מפעולות תגמול מחמת חשש שיפגעו בחזי חפים מפשע. If you have to take vengeance, pay them back for what they did to us, you don't have to worry about the חפים מפשע. It's not our fault, כי לא אנו הגורמים. כי מהם עצמם ואנחנו נקים, אכן לפגוע לכתחילה בכוונה בילדים, that we don't find. אז נראה שרבי ישראל מרחיב את מסגרת המלחמה גם על היבטים של הרתעה. Is to warn them for the future. Not only for what they did in the past, also warn them for the future. And we also have to emphasize that this universal agreement about how to wage war is not what they say, what they do. They can say whatever they want, but it's how they act. But again, this Milchemes Nakama is not so pashut because there was a command from Hashem. Harav Amiel was an extremely prolific author. In his, we have a series of shiurim in the Midas L'Cheker Halacha. His other unbelievably lamdish svarim, but he also wrote a lot of philosophy, current events, drashas. So he says, "Afilu natzich l'tfot mispar avim rotzchim, ach im yel lanu afilu safek echad me'elav shebetoch ela lanim tzanaki echad, echad naki, aleinu leblilin goa behem." He says, even if there are 1,000 Arabs and one might be innocent, we can't touch any of them. Can't touch any of them because one innocent person might suffer. That seems to be a steer to what we've been saying. And the answer, of course, is that when was Rav Amiel writing this? He wrote this to the Zelbstvar in Prague, to that the newspaper, whatever that is, in Prague, in 1938. So we're talking about, he's talking about the Irgun, the Haganah. He's not talking about the modern state of Israel and the war we're involved in. The war we're involved in, there's no other recourse other than sometimes to kill innocent people. The Goyin of Avram Shapira, the Rosh Hashiv of Merkaz Arav and the Rav Rashi, was asked in Milchemet Shlom HaGalil, Halach Lamaisa, Mad Dina Shel Ochlosiyat Oyev Ezrachit Beit Milchama? Haim Yesh Mitzad Adin Heter Levgoa Ba Al Menat Lemnoa Pgiya Efsharit B'Chayalei Yisrael? Tshuva. Now, there's a lot of harm the innocent citizens at a time of war. And this is in order to protect our soldiers and our nation, obviously. Tshuva. Kol od ein sakana mamashit l'chayalenu, אין היתר לפגוע בנפש ואף לא ברכוש. אולם, כאשר הסכנה היא מוחשית, הרי שיש לזכור שעל כף המאזניים אין עומדת רק היחידה הלוחמת מול האוכלוסייה האזרחית. עיבודה של יחידה אחת הוא חלק ממנו עלול לפגוע במערכת המלחמה כולה. על כן, כאשר נידרש וכאשר הסכנה גלויה לעין, אין מקום למדוד את מספר החיילים שלנו העלולים לחליל להיפגע כנגד מספר אזרחי האויב משונאי ישראל. שעלולים לשלם את מחיר המלחמה, יש בזה הלכה ברורה ברמב"ם, מוכרחות מלחמה חייבים להציל את חייו של כל חייל יהודי. If there's no concrete sakana danger, then we're not allowed to touch anything, not their property. But when there's a concrete danger, we have to remember it's not only that specific army unit, but the loss of that army unit just kills our whole morale of the entire army. And we have to protect, when it comes to protecting our soldiers, we have to do everything we can to protect them. Even if it means you're not supposed to start making cheshbonos. We'll kill 50 of them to save 4 of us. You don't make such cheshbonos. If it's a shas mochama and our soldiers are in pain, our soldiers are in danger, you do whatever you can to save the soldiers. So, Maran HaRav in the Ma'amarei HaRa'aya talks about all the wars you see in Tanakh. What's all this violence about? So he goes, Atay kiri shuel lama hityachasnu elehem b'achzariyut, why do we relate to the Amalek and the Zionists b'achzariyus? Lo nuchal tzil kama chashuch v'shafal haya olam mibaladei achzariyut hazot shelanu. You don't know how terrible the world would look if not for our cruelty. In other words, when you deal with them in a very compassionate way, they end up coming back to kill you. So it's very significant that all of these discussions, endless discussions about morality and war, are taking place on our side. Unfortunately, if they're not taking place on the other side, if they're taking place on the other side, we'd be in good shape. There'd be no war to start with. So, very, very interesting topic. Shalom Eida. Mikol Elo Advarim, Shenizkeh Bemet L'Shalom Olami. And I'd still like, there's a lot more to talk about. So I'd like to continue this discussion. And just to remind those who don't know, we have a very Siyata Dishmaya, not me, but Torah that was given over was amazing Torah and Hilchas Malachim. A whole long, long series of Shirim and Hilchas Malachim that we're hopefully going to continue. We have so much on our plate, so much on our table over here to learn. It's hard to cover everything. But those who want to know more about Inyani Milchama are invited to listen to those incredible Shiurim and Rambam Hilchas Malachim. And Amir Tashem, we shall continue. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest and most beloved friends. And we should be Zoche. Amen, amen, shalom, shalom.